listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Heavy rainfall in the Kimberley will continue today, bringing moderate flooding throughout the region. More than 93 mils fell on Mount Winfred yesterday. Forecaster Jessica Lingard says we'll get a bit of relief later in the week.
So that will put a dampener on the thunderstorm activity, and we'll see a reduced level of thunderstorm activity through the Kimberley region later this week. That's when we'll start to see a bit of a decrease in the river levels. It'll be a little bit of delay after the thunderstorms are finished.
Parts of the Great Northern Highway are closed as a result. Those in Karratha are urged to report croc sightings to Parks and Wildlife. It follows a saltwater croc sighting yesterday at Airport Creek. The Department of Biodiversity says it's important not to be complacent at this time of year, as they can move large distances. A landmark agreement has been signed between Rio Tinto and traditional landowners in the Pilbara. The mining giant have established a legacy foundation which will benefit the community in education, business development, preservation and advocacy. The cost hasn't been revealed. We should have a clearer picture tomorrow about whether the state's police officers have rejected a second wage offer from the state government. Members have the chance to vote on an offer that's been described as disrespectful by the union. Police Commissioner Cole Blanche telling the ABC he fully supports members having their say.
Well, I think the important thing, you know, it's up to the union now, but I think to put it out to the members and let them vote. You know, there's 7,000 police officers that need to have their say, so I look forward to the vote and seeing what they come back with.
To local sport, Dirty Dozen are this year's Broome Cricket Grand Final winners. The side emerged victors against Mangrove at the weekend, making 2 for 93. Their opponents chasing the target, losing by 2 runs. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.